This could get out of hand real easy, Mr. Richards. We don't want a riot on our hands.
A riot? Don't be ridiculous. High-spirited kids, that's what I see. They even gave themselves a name. They call themselves...
Greetings from Jindel. You're listening to Strange Ways Podcast. I'm Rachel Ann, and I'm here with...
Jody Havnot.
Hi, girlie.
Yeah, so we decided we're going to make a little mini episode about the fucking Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yes! I watched it. I'm sure you did, too. The freaking induction and the Kimmel performance. And I got Kiss Fever, dude. It's pretty badass. What about you?
Yeah, it's pretty fucking exciting.
Yeah, it's like... I was one of those people that I was like, I don't give a fuck about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And then just watching the induction and all that, even like Tom Morello's like big speech leading up to it, it was fucking triumphant and badass and so right on the money. Then they come out all together and it was just, I don't know, it's just magical when they're together, I think. What do you think?
I think so, yeah.
So what did you think on each guy's take on their little acceptance speech? We started with Gene, obviously, right?
Yes.
Gene, his was just, to me, it was kind of generic, but I liked it and everything. But my favorites were Ace and Paul.
Yeah, why is that?
Because Ace is just always funny, especially the diarrhea thing.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
And then Paul was like more so in a classy way, hating on the fact that, you know, the nominators or whatever...
Right, all the shit he was talking, he wasn't scared to get up on the mic and say it right to their faces, which is cool.
Those people aren't the ones that matter, it's the fans that matter.
Right, he's been saying that for 40 years, too, and, you know, that's Paul Stanley.
I was kind of waiting for him to snap anyway from all the things I was hearing.
Right. What did you think? I thought it was funny when Ace was telling that joke about how he was, like, alluding that this great thing in his life happened, and everyone thought he was going to say when it was when he met, you know, when he got in Kiss, and he's like, I got to see the summer of love. It's fucking hilarious. Like you said, he's really hilarious in the thing. And,
right.
I thought it was cool that Gene, he seemed a little choked up to me. What do you think?
Like he seemed a little bit like, you know, it was emotional for him. But.
Right. And he did mention everyone, too, which was totally cool.
Yeah.
You know, and what did you think of Peter and his speech?
I liked it and everything. I think Peter's freaking adorable, and it was just funny that he, like, you know, took off his sunglasses to put on his...
I was going to say that, too. It was hilarious.
He's like, hold on a sec.
Yeah, because it's like, they don't have any qualms about being old,
like,
you know?
Description. I still can't read.
Right. It was just so cool to see them together. Did you notice? One thing I noticed, I've been watching a lot of the different... You can find all kinds of, like, different raw footage backstage and shit.
The one that I watched was just raw footage. I didn't see the link that you were talking about.
Oh, right on. I don't know. I just kept noticing that they would always be standing in like the same order as like Destroyer, you know?
Right.
It's like people on Facebook have been making those pictures where it's like Destroyer on the top and then them on the bottom. And one of those junket things that I saw, they were walking in and Gene wasn't on the right side to where it would be like that. And all of a sudden he comes like running to get on that side real fast. So I think maybe they had that in mind to, like,
they might have
stand
had that.
That way, you know? I don't know. Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but I thought it was pretty funny.
It's a conspiracy, Jody.
Right. So, I don't know. I haven't even heard, but did anyone actually play a Kiss set at, you know, some Kiss songs or not? I haven't heard anything about that.
I didn't watch any of the performances. I mean, I remember I heard that Joan Jett was there and stuff, but I don't know if anybody played like actual.
Yeah, I think Joan Jett. I think I saw somewhere that she played some Nirvana, like sang some Nirvana or something. Yeah. I'm talking about the Kiss shit. Did anyone play any Kiss?
They did.
I haven't seen any video footage. If they have,
maybe they just didn't want anybody to or something.
Right. I don't know. I figured somebody. You know.
I'm wondering though. Okay. I had my hopes up, and this is so stupid. I knew it wouldn't happen, but I had my hopes up so bad that since, like, they didn't do a performance at, you know, the induction, right, that they were going to get on Jimmy Fallon, and it was going to be, like, a big, huge, like, Kiss lineup, like, that they were going to be playing with, like, Tommy and Eric, and then, like...
Right, like, some kind of sneak attack, unplugged type of thing.
Yeah, but it didn't happen. But it's still cool, though, because it's still good. It's just... I wish this, there would have been some kind of a performance at the induction.
I do too, but, you know. But the kind of reunion is not the induction. I've been saying that for months, but it would have been kind of cool on TV. But let's talk about the Jimmy. I think before I said Kimmel.
Yeah.
I don't watch any of those shows unless it's someone I want to see on there. I hate Jimmy Fallon. He's a fucking douche, I think.
I like him, but.
I just don't dig his kind of humor. He's just not funny.
Did you see any of the show before the performance?
On Jimmy Kimmel or whatever?
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon, yeah.
No, I didn't. What was that?
One of my favorite things, because I watched the whole episode just in case that they were going to, like, talk about Kiss or anything. Or right. And Nicolas Cage was one of the guests.
Oh, yeah.
And I hate Nicolas Cage.
Do
but
you?
I have, like, a new love for him.
Yeah, he's a vampire, supposedly.
He comes out.
You didn't like him in Valley Girl? That's a great fucking movie.
I've never seen any movie that I like him in.
You need to rent Valley Girl or Netflix it or whatever. But anyways, continue. I'm sorry.
He came out, though, and he sits down, and Jimmy Fallon, I think, asked him, like, you know, are you a Kiss fan? He's like, you know, I like Kiss or whatever. And he told this story about his classmate or something when they were younger. Had teacher put on Strutter, and he got, like, fake blood in his mouth and turned around to the whole class and started spewing fake blood everywhere. I thought that was awesome.
That's pretty cool. What did you think about the actual performance? Like, did they only air King of the Nighttime World?
Yeah, and I was kind of disappointed.
That's, like, the worst one of the bunch that I've seen.
I
love that fucking song, but...
I guarantee you, most of the people that tuned in, like, not saying that Jimmy Fallon doesn't have fans, because I'm sure he does, but I'm sure most of the people that tuned in that night was for Kiss, and they aired one song, and it was, like, it wasn't the best one out of all the ones.
Nah, I think I would have used that Deuce. I think that was the best one I saw.
I thought Higher Than Hell was, like, really good.
Yeah, Higher Than Hell was awesome. It was kind of weird that it was, like, Tommy's pick, you know?
Because I definitely thought, the one that they aired was kind of dull.
And rough?
Like, they just did not look like they were feeling it or something.
Yeah, they looked a little bored with it, and honestly, I mean, you're talking to Mr. Paul Stanley guy, who I love Paul Stanley, but you can't deny he was sounding a little brutal on that particular song.
He was sounding brutal, but then me and Slade were just talking about that he sounded better than we both expected he would.
I thought he sounded really good on Hotter Than Hell.
Yeah.
But not so much on King of the Nighttime World. Because Hotter Than Hell's in one of those lower registers for Paul anyway. And that's what they should be doing live, I think. Is, like, picking out all the older songs where he sings in his lower register.
Right. Like
Hotter Than Hell, or I think he could probably do Come On and Love Me. Or.
Mm-hmm.
But the way it is now, man, I think Gene sounds better than Paul live. Which is crazy to say.
Yeah.
You know, it's really... But, like, that Deuce was killer. I thought Black Diamond was pretty fucking badass, too. What'd you think of that?
Awesome.
Yeah. Cool. They kept, like, restarting the beginning, and Paul's like, sounds good. It was pretty cool.
I guess one thing real quick before we continue. I just got to see recently the unedited version of Unplugged.
Oh, yeah? It's great.
I was... losing it whenever Gene starts doing God of Thunder and turns into, like, this, like,
country
redneck jam thing. Right. I was laughing so fucking hard.
Yeah, I'd actually seen him. He did that at the convention in, I guess it was 95 here in St. Louis.
To me, it's just like he's usually so serious. So whenever he did that, I was just like, wow.
Yeah, it's like, where did that come from?
But anyway, I just had to put
it
there.
It's kind of wild how many times they had to restart a couple of those songs, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what I was like, huh. I always expect Kiss to just, I don't know, be right on every time, I guess.
That's what I kind of feel too, but at the same time, though, even if they've played the songs a million times, you're bound to forget something or have to start over.
Yeah, now they're at the age where they may be facing, you know, like being senile and shit, forgetting a lot of shit.
what? What was we supposed to play?
Right. Hey, did you see any... There's, like, another piece of footage I saw on YouTube where it was, like, Kiss came out after the induction and was just... The press were, like, asking them questions. They took a few, but then Ace did some by himself. Did you see that at all?
No.
He's talking about the new album and shit, but...
I want to see that.
Someone got him to do the classic, like, fucker. That was great.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, I don't think I've seen him do that in a long time, you know?
Yeah.
Not without makeup and shit. It was kind of bizarre, but pretty cool and funny.
Right.
It was pretty cool. Tom Morello was on there too.
Mm-hmm.
I really dug how he built it up before they came out. Did you see that part?
I did not.
Oh man, it was triumphant. There was all this, he was just like, dude, preaching to the choir, basically. It was so fucking... I was sitting here by myself and watching it on YouTube, and like my fists were in the air and shit. Like I was at a concert. It was crazy. And, you know, for like months leading up to this, I just didn't give two shits about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But once I saw my boys on the stage together, you know, it was very exciting and awesome. And so we just decided we were going to do a mini podcast about it. Yeah.
I think it's so funny, like, speaking of being alone and getting excited, it's like whenever I'm by myself.
Hey, this is a PG rated show now, Rachel.
No,
talking about getting excited by yourself now.
When I'm alone.
Nah, you can talk about whatever you want. I don't give a shit.
Listening to music or whatever, it's like, and you start rocking out by yourself, you feel weird, but it's like, you don't care. Like,
hell no, you don't care.
I was just doing it earlier whenever I finally put on my Destroyer on the record player.
I saw that, like, on Facebook.
I was doing like air drums and shit, and I was like, I don't care.
That's those old like console stereos, like, you got sound killer, dude.
Right.
Like, I used to have one, and it sounded better than any CD player I ever owned, you know. I inherited that one from like my grandma, you know, and then my mom had it, and then she gave it to me, and I used to just blast my Kiss records, and honestly, there's nothing that quite matches that sound, you know? Like, you can have the greatest headphones and your iPod, but it doesn't sound nearly as good as this big wooden cabinet, you know, pushing air through the air to your eardrums. It's just better. It's awesome. Yeah! I think. So I thought it was pretty groovy when I saw it on your Facebook today. It was like, holy shit, she's got a console. Man.
Did you get to see what, the picture I just posted?
No. What was it?
Steve, who plays Paul from Rocket Ride.
Yeah, go ahead.
This Slade's idea, which I give her so much props because I never would have thought of this. During Firehouse, he puts on an actual fire helmet, like, you know, and we were waiting to take pictures with them after, and Dawn's like, ask him if he'll let us wear the hat in a picture.
Right.
And I'm like, dude, yes, because, like, you know, they know who we are. They know that we go to shows and everything.
Right.
I walk up to him, and I'm like, I had my hands, like, you know, like, in, like, a... Like, please, like, you know, I was like, I have a question. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, can I wear the Firehouse hat in a picture? And he was like, no. And I'm like, whatever. And he's like, yes. He like pulled me up onto the stage and everything, like, which I thought was cool because I just expected to have him just take the picture right there in front of it where everybody else was getting pictures taken.
Right. No, I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, I got a picture with them, and then Dawn got a picture with them.
Right on. That's awesome. I remember being at like this expo in Chicago and like somewhere in the early 90s, and it was funny because, you know, there's all these Kiss vendors and shit.
Right.
And one guy had a table, and he had like a stack of the Firehouse, like, helmets or whatever you call it. Mm-hmm. And like at least 30 or 40 of them in this big stack. And this one dude was like kind of like over by where me and my friend were, and he's like, do you think those are all original? Like, yeah. He got all these hats from Paul, and he's got them stacked up in this place for $5 a pop, you know.
Well, I didn't know that the one that they had is actual fucking fire helmet. Like, it's heavy.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, because I thought it was just like a plastic thing.
Right. So when was that Rocket Ride show? It was Saturday?
So, yeah, last night.
Damn. See, I never get to go. We talked about that before, but how was it?
Badass.
Yeah. Where were they?
Brewskies in O'Fallon, Missouri.
Brewskies.
Yeah.
What a corny... I mean, I've never been there, but it's just such a corny name for a bar. Why would you call your bar that?
Brewskies.
Hey, you want to get some brewskies at Brewskies? Silly sounding.
Yeah.
I don't know. But was the place pretty cool or what?
Yeah.
That's it awesome.
The thing that I didn't like is, you know how like Pops, you know, you can be right up front and everybody's standing.
Right.
Well, this place was more like everybody was sitting at tables. But what was cool is when we got there, all the fucking tables were full. And some guy that Slayton knew had a table open and he like invited us over. We were like right in the front, in the middle. But I am the type of person at a show, I like to get up. Like, we got up a few times just because it was like, I want to, you know, get up front because then it can be right there.
Right. I hate when people don't get to the front. It's so lame.
There was a few people. Like, there was a guy that they had there that he was freaking awesome because they did like a mock Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction thing.
Did they really?
Yeah. And then, cool. Like, there was a guy named Beetle Bob there who was awesome.
I know Beetle Bob.
Yeah.
He used to follow my old band, The Have-Nots, around.
He was, like, rocking out the whole fucking time. Right. I thought he was awesome.
Yeah, he's, a legend, man.
Mm-hmm.
At shows around here. I actually saw him on VH1 one time, believe it or not.
Awesome.
Yeah. It wasn't, like, about him, but he was at some show, and there he was in the front doing his little shuck and jive, little dance he does. You can't go to, like, a... any like really cool show that's happening in the St. Louis area, you'll see Beetle Bob there, and it's like the big mystery is like no one knows where the fuck he lives, and like there's been people who like will try to follow him after a show and he like mysteriously just disappears. He's like a local legend, dude. Beetle Bob, he's the man.
Well, that was the first time I knew of him, but he was like, he did the little like speech thing talking about them and stuff, and then
that's great,
rock it out the whole time.
Oh, so Beetle Bob inducted him, huh?
Him and two other guys. Like, well, we walked in when it was almost done with that part because we were just chilling out till they were about to go on.
So what did the Rocket Ride take the stage and like give a little speech or what?
Yeah, they were like I don't know if they all talked or not. I can't remember now. We might not have seen the part where they all talked, because when we walked in, it was almost at 9, and that's when they were going to play, and they were all sitting there, but the two guys that were talking were, like, you know, talking to them.
Right.
And then when we came back out, they were on the stage and...
Rock the place.
Oh, just, like, talking for a few more minutes, and then they were like, well, here's Rocket Ride, and then they got ready to play and everything.
Yeah. That's awesome. So, as far as the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, now that they're actually in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you think it'll have like much of an impact as far as, you know, like, will they be bigger than they were pre-Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? What do you think?
I don't think that should change anything, because if you're really a true fan, you would already have known of them.
Right.
And you would already, you know...
Yeah, but it is possible that, like, someone... Say there's some, you know, 10, 11-year-old kid that... just happened to catch this Rock and Roll Hall of Fame thing and saw the induction, and even in the induction they're talking about how they're the best band ever, you know, and they're showing all these great classic photos, and there's this great video comp leading up to, you know, before they even start talking about them. It's great, you know, it's exciting. So I could see that it might, you know, inspire a couple kids to check out the band, which is cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to have some massive impact. No. I don't think it matters. You know, I still don't think it really matters.
It wouldn't matter to me if they got into it or not. I mean, it's cool they did, but it's bullshit that it took so long.
Right. It's all right that they did, you know. But I think in all music awards and stuff like that, they don't really matter at all.
No.
It's all just subjective, and it's being voted on by people who aren't really...
It is cool that they have been, like, you know, they did performance on Jimmy Fallon, even though they haven't really done performances on TV in a while.
I don't know why they did King of the Nighttime World.
I guess
as far as the ones that they did to choose from.
I'm assuming they picked that one to put on the show because maybe it's just a less common one that people hear.
Right. And it is a cool song.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I'm the
king.
And
maybe they couldn't have done Hotter Than Hell because... Oh my gosh, the word hell might offend some.
Yeah, maybe. I'm surprised they didn't just, you know, do some standard like Detroit Rock City or... I think it's cool that they would do King of the Nighttime World, but when you look at the few, what do they do, 5 or 6 songs?
Something like that, yeah.
All of them were better than King of the Nighttime World.
Yes.
I'd say.
Right. They didn't pick one, though, that was like one of the more... I'm not saying generic, but one of the ones that's like...
like a standard, like Detroit or Rock and Roll All Night. Shout It Out Loud.
It's not that I don't like those songs, just it's like I get sick of hearing the same ones when they do something right. Like.
Well, it seems like on Letterman and shit, they'd come out and they'd bust the new, like they did Modern Day Delilah, and I think they did, they might have, did they do Hell or Hallelujah or whatever it's called?
No, but speaking of that Modern Day Delilah thing, Rocket Ride did that one last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was awesome. Like,
yeah. It's not such a bad song. It's just not, I don't know. It doesn't stick with me like the classic ones do.
But it's still, it's just like, you know, it's cool to hear something different.
Right. It's not a bad thing at all. But anyways, I think we're going to call this an episode. We just wanted to do a little mini-sode about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I think... we said our little piece on it. What do you think?
Right. I think we're good.
Yeah. We want to invite you to, as always, you know, hit us up on Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher, fucking Podomatic, obviously. And we want to thank everyone that has been listening lately. And, yeah, right on. You got any closing words for these people, Rachel Ann?
Goodbye.
All right. Be easy now.
I'm afraid I've given you all the time I can spare at the moment, my dear. You'll have to come back. Thank you, and goodbye.